hit record. You okay with that?
Sure.
Okay, awesome. Will you state your name and official title just for the record?
Wayne Niederhauser, co-chair of the Utah Debate Commission.
Okay, perfect. So Senator Lee says he will only be debating in the Republican-sponsored, GOP-sponsored primary debates, which we know your debates are not, because the GOP has kind of complained. But in Senator Lee's statement, he just alleges that the debate commission wasn't willing to work with the party, and you guys maintain that you want Democrats and unaffiliated members involved in this GOP debate. What is your response to that?
Well, the debate commission is nonpartisan and it's independent. That is the design of the debate commission from its beginning, almost a decade ago. The community were filling a gap of where the, let me restate that. we're filling a gap that was apparent about a decade ago, that we needed some very professional, independent, transparent debates. And so the universities in the state, the media outlets got together and created the debate commission. And our independence is such an important part of the credibility of our debates that we may want to partner with somebody, but it doesn't work because it tarnishes that independence. And we feel that that's the important part of what the debate commission stands for.
Okay, so their argument that these, you know, whether they happen to be just GOP debates this year or they are just GOP debates this year, right? First, they allege that these are primary debates and that the commission has only hosted primary debates for the last two election cycles. And so you guys are kind of saying, well, the parties have never been involved in our independent commission, but you've only really done primary debates for the last 2 years, right?
Well, that's true. We have, because we're filling a niche that had not been filled, and we were asked to do those things by a number of parties, not political parties. So we've done those, and it's hard to argue that those were not, those were, it's hard to argue that those weren't very professional, independent debates, and were well received by all parties, and so we're just continuing on with what we've done in the past, and, you know, over the last two cycles and the cycles before, and it's not necessarily an unwillingness to change. It's, we're established based on this principle of independence and nonpartisanship, and we have to maintain that to maintain our credibility.
That makes sense. Another one of their allegations is just that you only gave them 48 hours to respond to dates and that you weren't willing to kind of inform them on who the moderators might be. Now, some are just kind of making that sound like, you know, the Republicans want to pick the moderators and the questions. And, well, that may be the optics of it. Was it a little more nuanced than that, where, first of all, did you give them that much time? I think that they're kind of feeling like there wasn't a warm and fuzzy, if you will, to be able to have their candidates participate in this debate, your debate.
Well, again, I have to emphasize that when we start to compromise our independence, which includes picking the moderators and the questioning in those debates, we will lose our independence. We're trying to create a transparent and professional debate, and those are important principles that we espouse. And again, even if we wanted to, we really can't compromise those and keep our independence, our professionalism, our transparency. And, you know, we want to have robust debates for the public to the voting public to on important issues so the public can see what the responses are. And that's the way we've done it over the last two cycles with the primaries and over our decade of doing general election debates. And so, you know, I don't know why it's different this year. I mean, we haven't done anything different this year than we've done in the past.
Yeah, that's a good question.
So we don't know. We don't understand why it's different this year.
Yeah. And I just, I mean, I've spoken with Lee's campaign. I'm speaking with you now, and I'm just, like, trying. I don't know what the truth is, honestly. I'm just trying to figure out, like, this is a he said conversation that I feel a little bit stuck in the middle sometimes because I don't really know what went down other than sort of.
But the facts are, and the truth is we've been doing the debates for a decade in the general election over the last two cycles for primary elections. And what we've done this year isn't any different than what we've done in the past. And we had almost 100% participation in the past. I think there was one debate where somebody didn't show up. Okay, so 95%. Or 99%, but we went into this election cycle thinking that, you know, things were going to be the same as they were 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 years ago. And we haven't really changed our principles. We haven't changed our notices, and now this year it's a problem. So we're kind of scratching our head a little bit too.
Yeah. Can you walk me back to that first conversation you had with Carson Jorgensen? Because he came out basically saying, we wanted a say in these things, and the commission said no, and then later that week was like, we're doing our own debates. Can you walk me back to your interpretation of that conversation?
Yeah, Carson and I had a conversation, and I just explained to him the principles that we espouse as a debate commission: independence, professionalism, transparency. And it's as much as we would like to participate or partner, or partner is the right word. It's not within the principles that we follow, and we take. We protect those principles because we feel that's why the debate commission and the debates that we put on are so well received, because we espouse those principles and we just can't compromise those. And, you know, we had a very good discussion. But at the end, you know, we just obviously are disagreeing on this part of it. You know, they want to have more control, and we just feel like we can't and maintain the type of debate that we've been successful with in the past.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where I think the miscommunication is happening, right? You guys talked to each other, and he said, we want some say, and you said, nope, these are our principles, and he was like, cool, see you later. You know what I mean? And then he came out with that statement,
I really don't think it's a miscommunication. We've communicated.
Sure, I sort of just meant like a difference of opinion, right?
Yeah. Maybe it's just a misunderstanding of where everybody's at. But I said, you know, as much as we would like to do this, it's not something, you know, as much as we might want to partner, we can't do that and still remain the Utah Debate Commission like we've been in the past.
So what's your interpretation of why the GOP is doing this?
You know, I've not been on any of the internal discussions with the GOPP, the candidates, so I don't know.
Okay. Do you want to venture a guess, or you just don't want to speak to that?
No,
I
wouldn't
want to
venture a guess.
Yeah,
I wouldn't venture a guess because, you know, again, we are taking the same approach as we've done in years past, and something's different this year, and we don't know exactly why.
Yeah. Okay, interesting. Well, Wayne, anything I didn't ask you you think is important here? Is there any more context I'm missing?
No, I mean, I think there was a question about, I think initially that Mike Lee and others may not participate. The other thing is we can't force people to participate. It's voluntary.
Right.
And everybody in the past that has participated has done so voluntarily.
Right. Yeah, there are
others. But have wanted to because these are such important debates. And we do a credible job as a debate commission.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I so appreciate it. I appreciate
giving
me your side of the story and talking with me and answering my questions. It's always
helpful. No problem. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Wayne. Take care.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.